Granny Shark, doo 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 doo. Granny Shark, doo 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 doo. Granny Shark, doo 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 doo. Granny Shark.
Hey, Big Daddy, it's me, Granny, online. You dumbass, here's your shark story you've been bugging me about. Okay, this happened the day after we got back from New Orleans last year. I went into work, sitting there at my computer, doing my work, and got a little bit of cramping in the stomach. So I thought, well, maybe I'm hungry. But then a couple minutes later, I felt another cramp, so I kind of leaned to the side and thought I was going past gas, but something else happened. So needless to say, I tight-cheeked my ass walking to the bathroom down the hall. No sooner did I get my pants down, I exploded like a cannon. So I sat there, you know, doing my thing. Then I got finished and I wiped up and everything and stood up to turn around to flush the toilet, and I exploded all over the back of the toilet and the wall. And all I could do is stand there and laugh and say to myself, I've got to tell Big Fat. So I finished cleaning up the wall on the toilet and threw my underwear in the garbage can and went right back home and called him and said, I'm sick. Now are you happy? Bye.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week.
To all of us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No sooner did I get my pants down, I exploded all over the back of the toilet and the wall.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2907 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of March 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you more about what's been going on in Hatlanta, and Shark Week continues. Yes, be ready. Hello, Dependa's Big Vinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Dependa's today because y'all, over here at the assisted living, it depends on Big Vinny. A lot of things involve Depends over there. Well, that's probably true, but y'all, my plan, just so that you can know what's going on, my plan is to return to the villa either tomorrow for right Friday or Saturday, y'all. I'm just kind of play it by ear, and that's where we are on that, and we'll just have to wait and see how it all goes. Yes, be pretty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 21st of March, it's very important to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is somebody that Big Fatty met just less than a week ago. Big Fatty, he's just as sweet as he can be, as is his husband Ron. Y'all, it is none other than that Stacy in the Hills, bruh, North Cackalacka. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Stacy in the Hills. We do. And y'all had the pleasure of spending time with Stacy and Ron last for right. Down at the Dudley Do-Rights, and just getting to know them a little bit better. And y'all, they were in town for a little holiday, as Scotty would say. And y'all, I hope they had a good time coming to Charleston, and that they had a safe trip home. And Big Fatty, I think they were going to some sort of a parade. They were going to do the Irish jig and go to the parade and everything. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, if you see Stacy, is Stacy on the Twitty? Y'all, I don't know. I want to say he is, but I'm not 100% sure. Or the FaceSpace, Big Fatty, you're not on it. No, I'm not. But y'all, if you see Stacy in Hillsborough on the Twitty, or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Ron gets him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Alex LeFevre has ever sharted beef, and he'll never tell us. Hi, everyone. Y'all, I am still over here in Hatlanta. I am, y'all, I have to recode at odd times when I'm over here. Because I don't need any of my family walking in on me. Yes, maybe because you don't have any clothes on. Well, that too. But, y'all, and, you know, I can't record, and I don't have inner tubes here, so I have to time it so that I can upload the little show when I go see my mother and everything. But anyway, y'all, the main thing, a couple of little things I wanted to tell you about. Sure enough, as soon as I got over here on Monday, Big Fatty, this is already Thursday. Well, I know, but anyway, this is the first chance I've really had to tell you about this. Y'all, as soon as I got over here, no, on my way over here, on my way to Hatlanta, y'all, my ponytail gentleman caller goes, Big Fatty, are you in town, are you gone this week? I said, unfortunately, I'm gone, but I'm coming back either Friday or Saturday, and I need to see you. And he goes, yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I got that waiting on me. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they always want you when you're not around. Yes, Big Fatty. It's a safe bet. I will say that my mother had a lovely 88th birthday. Y'all, she's, we had some pizza pie, and we had my two brothers and my two sister-in-laws and myself and my mother there at the assisted living. We had pizza pie and a garden salad and had little cupcakes for birthday cake. And, y'all, it was just nice. You know, she's doing okay. Again, she didn't remember, she couldn't remember what to tell her friends later in the evening, what she had for supper on her birthday. But, you know, that's all right. You know, you go with the flow. And y'all, you know, I've had several people reach out to me recently and say, you know, I'm Big Fatty. I'm beginning to go through something similar with my parents, and I'm just happy that to have you sharing your story so that I'm a little more prepared on my end when the time comes that I'm having to deal with it more and more. So y'all, that's pretty much that's basically all I've been doing, is going to see my mother and coming back and nipper napping and sleeping. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're having it up. With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Happy Shark Week! Tim Cornwall. I'm in the car on my way to work. But I wanted to call because it's, you know, I was in a diner on Saturday and I went into the men's room after we ate. And in the stall, there was a big trash can next to the toilet. And I looked and there was a pair of underwear laying on top of the trash. And I was like, oh, somebody's ready for Shark Week. Right? Anyway, I left my phone at the table, so I didn't get to take a picture for you. But anyway, you know how, like, when you got to go, you got to go, and you got to go, and you can't get to the bathroom for some reason, whether you're in the car or you're in public or you're at home and somebody else is in there or whatever it is. What do? You start dancing. You know, you dance, and you're trying not to crown it or prairie dog it or whatever it is, and then you dance. So I was wondering if this year's theme is Dancing with the Sharks. So, but anyway, my shark story, one time I was dancing, trying to get there, and I went to sit down, and as I was sitting down on the toilet, all over the back, all over the toilet, it was a mess, I had to clean it up, but luckily I was at home and not in public. So anyway, happy Shark Week!
Dick. I see y'all thought, of course, it's Mr. Tim Kumal, patron saint of the BFO. And Tim, thank you so much for that call. Always lovely to hear from you. And when you started talking about dancing and dancing, I'm like, oh, Dancing with the Sharks. And then you mentioned it, Big Fatty, Sharty Minds Think Alike.
Well, hello, Big Fatty and Poodle and the Squeakies. This is Tim from Taste Like Burning, calling in with a Shart Week story. Actually, I think this is the first Shart Week story I've ever called in with, and I really only have one to tell. This had to have happened, oh, it must have been a decade ago, I have to say. But for whatever reason, we were hanging out with our friend Becca, and she brought up something about sharts, and I, honest to goodness, did not know what a shart was, and everyone was quite shocked that I didn't know what a shart was. And so we went all of our evening and of drinks and good cheer and good times together. Fast forward about a week, and again, mind you, this is the previous week was the first time I had ever heard about a shart or what it was or what where it was lurking. And so I'm getting ready for the day, and I go to take a shower, and I'm taking a shower, and you know, I feel like I might need to release a little pressure, as it were. So I release a little pressure, and I was crestfallen, Big Fatty, and so shocked and horrified to discover that pressure release felt a little more involved than usual. And I turn around, and on the shower curtain was evidence that I had just sharted. I had had my first shart, and I was horrified. I was horrified, and I felt like it was my friend Becca's fault for turning my brain on to the knowledge of what a shart was. And so that's my shart story. Thankfully, the shark was not afraid to go into the water, and I washed it down, and I've never really spoken of it, but there you go. Now you and your thousands of listeners know, and that's my shark story for Shark Week, Big Fatty. I hope you have a good shark week and a good rest of the day, and we'll talk at you soon. Have a great one. Bye.
Dan, I got you yelled. That is Tim. That's Tim from the Taste Like Burning little show. And Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I hope that you had many happy returns after your first shark. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know, but I hope Becca doesn't talk about the circus coming to town. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. That's not a shark. That's an old gal. Well, anyway, thank you for calling.
Well, hi, Big Fatty. This is Joe in Dallas, and I'm calling with my sad little story for Shark Week. I
got ill during like the holidays or some such, or just before the holidays, and went to the doctor, got all kinds of medications and stuff, and antibiotics tend to disagree with me and my system quite a lot, but normally not quite as bad as this. Maybe it was the fact that it was a new antibiotic or whatever. All I know is that in an effort to try to stop the inability to breathe and the coughing and everything else, I get a shower, get ready to crawl into bed, get myself good and comfortable, or as comfortable as you can when you're sick and you're not feeling well, lay down and take medicine with the water and everything else, and just settle in. I had a coughing fit, sneezing fit, and then, you know, the antibiotics took me from solid to soft serve to Vesuvius in no time. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom. And no sooner than I moved, I'm like dripping a dot and a dash from the bed to the bathroom. And I know I did not make it, but there were not one, not two, but three solid nights. And solid is ironic, of being terrified that every time that my stomach rumbled and I moved, I wasn't going to make it even out of the bed. Thank God for mattress pads that are washable and or the mattress pads that you can just throw away. So there's my short week story. Antibiotics, good for you, and yet bad.
Big Fatty? Is he okay? I don't know. Joe, are you okay? Do we need to call that medical alert? Have you sharted yourself? Big Fatty? A medically induced shart. Solid to soft serve to Vesuvius. That's probably gonna be a future stripper name or something. Anyway, y'all, I've got one last shark story to share with you today. Y'all, it is from Willie So Silly. He says, "Oh, my dearest Big Fatty, I was so delighted to hear my birthday shout out from you on the day of my exiting of the birth canal. Yes, I still listen, although I've gone back to lurker status. I've got a shark story to share as well. With all your listen turds, I believe the last time I sharted was when I was entering the Walmart to buy a new sound system, and my turd was apparently shaken loose by the anticipation of purchasing the subwoofing bass, and as I walked in, I pooped my pants. Thank God I wore undergarments that day, as I distinctly recall leaving those behind as I walked right back out of that place. Now I can't decide which was more embarrassing, going to the Walmart or shitting my pants there. XOXO love, always a Willie So Silly. Well, Joe in Dallas and Willie So Silly, wonderful. Wonderful short stories. Y'all, I've decided on Tamari's little show, y'all, I'm going to do Big Fatty's greatest short hits. Big Fatty, you going to tell about you shorting? No. Y'all, I'm going to play some of my favorite short stories from little shows from over the years. And Granny, when you hear that on Friday, what are you going to do?
No sooner did I get my pants down, I floated all over the back of the toilet and the wall.
Big Fatty, that sounds like every other Friday at Granny's house.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.